Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them at their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. During the month of October, school districts have to conduct a count of the number of students that are enrolled, and it is when the state aid payment is expected to be received. The count of number of students was done on October 1st. The Lakers district count shows there was an increase in the number of elementary students to 430, which is up from last fall's count of 416. There was a slight decrease in middle school enrollment. This year there are 217 students, and last year there were 225. Enrollment of high school students was 321, which is down slightly from last year's enrollment of 324. However, enrollment is up at the district's Sale Academy with 38 students now. Enrollment last year was 24. The number of full-time equivalency students also have to be considered during the count, so the blended fall and spring student count shows an increase of about 31 more students. Each student means a state aid payment of $10,050. The Community Service Infrastructure Fund, the CSIF, Category B program awarded grants to some communities. Tuscola County was awarded three grants to do street projects. The City of Caro received $250,000 for the East Sherman Street project. The Village of Mayville received $185,000 for work to be on Orchard Street and Lincoln Street. The Village of Fairgrove received $144,581 for work to be done on West Street and the Slack Road Bridge. Sanilac County's City of Marlette was awarded $73,440 grant for work on Concord Street and Cranbrook Street. Those projects were selected because they are paired with planned infrastructure work coordinated with other road agencies, focused on extending the useful life of the road and for municipalities that have limited funding resources. The grant funds can be used for streets, road resurfacing, culvert replacement, repairing crack sealing, and other preventative efforts. If you've ever wanted to feel like a majestic hunter striding through a field in blaze orange, now's your moment. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, is once again playing matchmaker between hunters and pheasants by releasing actual birds into the wild across southern Michigan. Rooster pheasants are being released at 13 state game and wildlife areas from now through November 14th, and again from December 1st through the 31st, to coincide with pheasant hunting season. Expect increased bird traffic at hotspots like Cass City, Cornish, Crane Pond, Crown Island, Dansville, Erie, Lapeer, Leidy Lake, Town Line 16, Point Mooley, Stanton, and St. John's Marsh. Rose Lake in Clinton and Shiawassee counties, however, is on the brief feathered furlough. Only roosters can be harvested. Hens, if you're reading this, you're safe. The daily limit is 2. The possession limit is 4, and you'll need the $25 pheasant license if you're hunting on public lands in the Lower Peninsula. Don't forget that blaze orange vest either. Adam Bump, the DNR's upland game bird specialist, says it's a great opportunity to connect or reconnect with upland bird hunting in Michigan. Translation, grab your gear and a license and thermos and maybe a friend with a bird dog and hit the field in search of Michigan's newly restocked pheasants. We will be back in a moment.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morel Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morel Equipment, your Thumb area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
Donald Trump said on Saturday that he plans to hike tariffs on imports of Canadian goods by an extra 10% because of an anti-tariff television ad aired by the province of Ontario. The ad used the words of former President Ronald Reagan to criticize U.S. tariffs, angering Trump, who said he would end trade talks with Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said he would pull the ad after the weekend, and it ran Friday night during the first game of the World Series. Quote, their advertisement was to be taken down immediately, but they let it run last night during the World Series knowing that it was a fraud, Trump said in a post on his Truth Social platform as he flew aboard Air Force One. Because of their serious misrepresentation of the facts and hostile act, I am increasing the tariff on Canada by 10% over and above what they're paying now. Now, it was unclear what legal authority Trump would use to impose the additional import taxes. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment on when the 10% hike would come into effect and whether it would apply to all Canadian goods. Pope Leo will pray at the site of the 2020 port blast in Beirut that killed over 200 people during his first foreign visit as Pope. The Vatican on Monday released the itinerary of Leo's November 27th through December 2nd trip, which also takes him to Turkey to mark an important anniversary with Orthodox Christians. It includes several moments for history's first American pope to speak about interfaith and ecumenical relations, as well as the plight of Christians in the Middle East and regional tensions overall. Pope Francis had planned to visit both countries but died earlier this year before he could. Leo made it clear he intended to keep Francis's commitments. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them at their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.